Hello.
Hello and welcome to Pride and Joy. I'm John Pride and this is my wife, lovely Joy.
Let me say something. Joy's Pride.
Joy Pride, yes.
Can carry on.
Hello. Yes, and today we've got lots of interesting things for you to have a look at.
Yes, lots of topics. You've all been ringing in with your topics. It's been lovely.
The calls have been lighting up there, apparently. Tech review.
Tech review.
We're going to be reviewing some technology, did you?
We've got agony aunts.
Agony aunts.
You've got any aunties you don't like? Call in and let us know.
Does that joke every week.
Every week without fail.
And it does work.
It does work.
Because it's funny.
It works for me.
You can phone in about wherever you want, really.
Greeting cards. Have you ever had a greeting card and why?
Yes.
Other sections we've got.
Lots.
Have you seen a door you liked? Call in, let us know, we'll locate it.
Have you ever met a famous celebrity?
Me?
It's for the phone in.
Sorry.
Have you ever met a famous celebrity that didn't quite meet up to your standards and you thought he was a bit of an arse?
Fatima
Please
Whitbread.
Ring in and tell us. Name names.
Fatima Whitbread.
Oh, yeah, she was nasty, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
She looked at me like she could smell gas.
Yes.
It was weird. Do you remember?
I remember, yeah.
All I said was, excuse me, love, your coat's hanging out your car.
That's right, you did. You're doing her a favour.
I did, and she looks at me like I'd made gas.
Yeah, you put your finger in her tea or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Cats, are they? Call us now, quickly. Sandcastles, do they or don't they? That's what we want to know. Call John now, he'll be happy to answer all your questions.
What's your favourite tree? So here is Joy, and she's your agony aunt. She's going to be taking your calls and questions.
And John's here, and he's just agony.
You're doing that joke again, are you?
Every week until it works.
Yep. Okay, well, we've got our first caller on the line. It's Jane. She's just come out of a long-term relationship and wants to know how to get out there and meet someone new. So Joy, what would you suggest to Jane?
She wants to go out and meet someone new.
Yes.
Has she attempted it yet?
I don't know.
Is she there?
What are your problem?
What seems to be the problem and how can I help?
Well, I've been in a long-term relationship for about 13 years and we never really went out on dates. And I don't know how to get out there and meet someone new.
Have you got a key?
What?
Have you got a key?
What, for like my front door?
For your door?
Yes.
Have you used it?
To get in and out?
To get out, yeah.
I don't need a key to get out. It's on a Yale.
Your door's on a Yale?
It's on a Yale.
Is your door open permanently?
No.
You could get robbed.
No, it's on a Yale.
It's on a Yale.
It shuts itself and
locks. Oh, it's a latch.
No, it's a Yale.
It's a Yale.
It shuts and locks.
It does a what?
It shuts and locks.
Does a what? It shuts and locks.
It shuts and locks.
It shuts and locks.
No, it shuts and locks.
Shuts and locks.
It shuts and locks. So I don't need a key to get out.
I've said it so many times, it makes absolutely no sense. It shuts and locks.
I just need a key to get in, not to get out. What do I need a key for?
You need to get out of the house. If you're struggling...
She's more after wanting to know what to do when she goes out.
How do you know? You don't know her. What's all this? What's
I'm trying
connection?
To get to the point of the...
You're trying to get to know her. I know you.
Look, just answer the question. If she goes out on a night out...
With you?
Not with me.
Yes, you have to bloody try it. Go on.
If she goes out on a night on a night out.
On a night out?
If she goes out. And then she wants to try and get with a... I presume you're not gay.
No, she's a Saxon locks. If you've been listening.
Where can I go to meet people?
Gays.
I ain't got a key. I got a key.
I said gays, not keys. We've changed the subject now.
Why do I need a gay?
No,
what does it matter? Like, where do I go?
When she's going to find a partner, right? Where does she go to find a partner when she wants to...
W.H. Smith. Swimming baths. Betting shop.
I think she's gone.
She's rude. I tell you where she needs to go, to a manners workshop.
You should need to go to a manager's workshop.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't say anything. Okay, so next caller we've got.
Oh, it's Cliff. It's Cliff. And he wants to know what to wear on a date. Right, you can answer this one, John.
What to wear on a date?
Yes, him, not you.
Is he on the line?
He's on the line.
Is he?
His relationship is.
Right. John?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, what do you want to know? You're through to John.
Do you need to, when I go out on dates, I'm not really sure what to wear.
Right.
Clothing.
I mean, what's your usual style in that?
Double denim.
I think that's a winning look. Have you tried wearing a baseball cap?
No, I get bullied for that.
Really?
Mm.
Really? Would you wear glasses?
No, I get bullied for that.
You should wear glasses. I think you're not proper good with glasses.
Mm. I got contact lenses.
Can I have anything next to my eye? Oh, no.
You can't have what?
I can't have anything next to my eye.
He can't have anything next to his eyes.
You can't. He's tried.
You should be told this. Should be told this, Cliff, when you call through. John never has anything next to his eyes.
Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you put them in? How do you do that?
Just in the eyes.
It's not important, isn't it?
The fingers.
I've been told it's not important, apparently. So you want to know what to... You just wear what makes you comfortable. Tracksuit.
He's gone now. This is John's tech review. Let's play the jingle. Tech review. Tech review. Take review. Take review. We're working on that. We need some music and somebody else to sing it.
I know. Okay, well, you got him.
When you ready?
Oh, I'm trying. We've got this new electronic assistant thing where you speak to it. It's quite an interesting little feature it's got. You can ask it anything. It connects to the internet and you can ask it anything.
Anything?
Anything. And it'll answer you and tell you what you want to know.
What show? What?
Let me turn it on.
Go on. Is it on?
Beatrice? That's what I called her.
Beatrice? Is she on?
I'm listening.
She's listening.
Right, let's try this then. Beatrice, are you on?
I am on.
Oh,
it's clever,
she is
it?
On.
She's clever.
Beatrice, are you off?
I am on.
Oh, she's...
Is she still on?
She's on.
You can ask it more important questions, more interesting ones.
Really?
You don't have to...
Beatrice?
You've got a light on it. You don't really have to ask if it's on or not.
Beatrice, what time do you knock up?
I'm always on.
Here's everything. Beatrice, what's the weather like today?
It's 17 degrees centigrade and a bit rainy.
See?
She's not lying either.
She's not. It's a breeze, but she's not lying.
Would David Attenborough be up for a hand shandy?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Rubbish. Rubbish. Nobody can ever answer that question.
No.
Not even Sir David himself.
No, he had him in the other week and he
cried, didn't he?
He weeped openly when you asked him that.
Should have shouted.
Beatrice, is David Attenborough all right?
He has recently tweeted, he appears fine.
That's all right then. I didn't mention you.
Beatrice, tweet at Sir David Attenborough. Hand shandy?
I have tweeted him.
Oh, she sent it.
Yep.
She sent it.
It was on my account, though.
Beatrice, at Sir David Attenborough. Thank you. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a question, was it? It made more of a statement. Beatrice, at Sir Michael Barrymore. Oh, hand shandy?
I have tweeted, at Sir Michael Barrymore.
Oh.
Beatrice, on my account.
At Sir Barry Manilow. Hand shandy?
I have tweeted, at Sir Barry Manilow.
This is brilliant, this is. I'm not very good on Twitter. Beatrice, at Sir Chris Moyles. Hand shandy? At Sir Johnny Depp. Ooh. Hand shandy!
I have tweeted at Chris Moyles and at Johnny Depp.
Hand shandy!
Chris Moyles?
Yes.
You can't...
No, you don't get hand shandy. You will definitely get hand shandy or Chris Moyles.
I don't want one off you. That was just a shandy.
What?
Question.
We've upset her.
What is hand shandy?
It's half a shandy is half lager, half lemonade. A hand shandy is just tucking off someone and then giving them a half lager and half lemonade at the end to say thanks.
This conversation is inappropriate.
I've got to report you. That's what they do. Ears are everywhere. And Beatrice... Beatrice?
I'm listening.
Good. Can you erase history, please?
Just generally. Battle of Hastings, go on.
Which history would you like me to remove?
Delete the tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Delete all those tweets.
Internet
about
history.
About Shandy's. Oh, I've had replies. Hang on. That's not good. I've been blocked a couple of times.
Who's it replies from?
Well, Johnny Depp's a definite yes.
Yeah, both of you would be.
But
did he pirate?
Chris Moyles is a definite when and why and how.
Oh.
But the rest, no, they've been blocked.
Sir Barry Manilow.
Didn't even bat an eyelid.
Not even his PR.
He hasn't replied.
Sir Michael Barrymore.
Well, he's... No, he doesn't want to do it either. Are you a celebrity that would like a hand shandy?
Sir
Call
Maurice
in.
Stewart. Call in now.
Joy.
Yes?
Do you want to ask any more questions to the Beatrice, the know-it-all?
Beatrice.
I'm listening.
Are you single?
I'm a device and therefore not able to have a relationship status.
Oh.
See?
Oh.
There you go. Beatrice, if you would want to have a relationship with... someone.
Steady on! Should we go on to the next section?
Okay, you're with us on Pride and Joy. We got a caller on the line. Line 4.
Hello, that's a strange name. Did your mother give you that name, Line 4?
Hello, yes, she did. That's my name.
She's very cruel. How many kids did she have?
She had 5.
Oh, Line 5. Is he there with you?
No.
What are you calling in for, Line 4?
Oh, you were saying something before about sandcastles or something.
Yep.
Yes, why?
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 Oh, I couldn't agree with you more about the whole thing. I saw one once. I was walking around a beach.
Yep.
I just saw one... and I just fell to my knees in front of it. And just questioned it.
Is that a good thing, then? You questioned it?
It's very existence.
Sounds very liberating.
How big was it?
Just your common old garden, standard size, one bucket sandcastle.
Did you have a top? Was it padded? So the top was full? Or
smooth top.
Like smooth top.
Nicely padded. And then the bucket had been lifted up to reveal just... your standard sound.
Someone knew what they was doing that day.
Do you think it was like a child or a sand sculptor?
Well, I don't know.
Or do you think it was someone who was a bit of a chancer and decided to say, do you know what? I've had enough of this.
Right.
And then I saw it.
You know what I mean?
Just tailed off.
You know what I mean?
I saw it and it made me just take a step back, right? And,
yep.
and I looked at it and... I don't know why anyone would have put that there in front of me, because they knew I would have seen it.
Right.
And I don't know what they were trying to do.
Do you think maybe someone was trying to pick on you? Maybe for your appearance?
Abstract way, yeah, maybe.
Was it a message? Were you being contacted by a hired man?
Hired children.
Hired van.
Do you think hired children and a hired van came along and built this sandcastle in front of you?
They said to you, hey.
So you'd walk up to it and drop to your knees.
And then get your knees dirty.
And then you'd be crawling here with your knees dirty after seeing children in a van.
They did it. Because they knew that I'd never myself live in a castle.
You really want to live in a castle,
John? I think we've hit the nail on
the point on the nail.
We've hit the castle on the sandcastle on the top.
Pebble.
We've hit the sandcastle on the top,
never
John.
Would have done it yet. On
we've tapped it. We've lifted off.
On it.
It's moist. It's stable. Strong and stable.
Taps it.
We've tapped
the top
it.
Of it.
We've tapped the top.
Head has been touched
lifted
on top
off
of
the
it,
bucket.
And it's there.
And we've got to the problem.
Yeah, right on it.
And the problem is.
He's probably touched on that.
What's his name?
Line four
wants a castle.
Who's going to give him that?
Call in now on the other line.
Have you got a castle you want to get rid of?
What do lines 1, 2, 3 and 5 do?
They live in castles.
I see. Oh, this is it, John, isn't it? Different cultures, different areas.
Yep, different strokes for
different strokes. Buckets for different sands.
And pebbles and that and the
yes,
sea.
Different grains. Let me ask you, line four. Was the tide in or was the tide out?
It was out.
It was out. If the tide's out, what were you thinking, you idiot? You don't go when the tide is in.
I stayed there until it came in.
Well, yeah, that's no good, is it?
You've got to get a castle with that kind of...
go when the tide is out.
Look, line four, I'm going to give you some solid advice here, right? Okay, it's the best advice I'm going to give you, right?
Yeah, please take notice, because it's vital.
You want to hit it right on the head.
Top it three times.
No, this is the time when you...
And
this,
lift off.
This is your pointing moment,
this
right?
Is this it.
This
is it.
This
is it, line four.
This is going to be it,
this
right?
Is it. Build from here. Build up from here. And don't let it crumble.
Are you listening?
Are you ready? Line four.
Joy, please. Line four. Some fatherly advice, right?
Are you still there, line four?
You're not going to get a castle, and you're going to be wanting the castle, and your life is going to be unfulfilled. I wanted a radio show, right? I wanted one on my own, though, but the wife came with me. But it's still a radio show. You want a castle, then you might as well ask for the moon.
Yeah, she went.
You can't.
Problem isn't sandcastles.
Yeah. No, it's him.
It's tidying.
Line four there. Look, he didn't even... normally I'd take a song request.
Tide is high. Someone's requested. That's very kind.
That's good.
We should play that next.
Yeah, that's good. Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. That's from the Little Mermaid.
That's right. Someone's done that, yeah.
Smoke on the Water.
Yep.
Anyway, call in.
Yeah,
Sandcastle. I'm not sure we did get to the bottom of Sandcastle's how and why. We got to the bottom of his tragic circumstances. Yeah. Okay, let's change the topic of the debate. Sandcastles. Who and with what?
No.
Right, to the next topic. Of the topic that you heard us say earlier.
We've got a caller.
Next on the line is Juliet from Glasgow.
Juliet.
Hello, Juliet. But she's moved and she hasn't got the accent at all.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's gone. No, she's gone. She's changed her mind.
No, she's there.
No, I'm here.
Oh, she's here. Hello, yeah. Juliet.
Hello.
And why are you calling, love?
Because I was listening and you said earlier about, have you seen a door that you really like? And I did see a door that I really liked.
Fantastic.
Ah.
Fantastic.
May I ask what door it was?
It was a front door.
It was a front door. We normally 90% of calls are back doors, aren't they? So you found a front door. This is refreshing. Go on, describe it to me.
It was wooden.
Oh.
It had a number on the front.
What was the number?
32.
Oh, so it's early up the road.
3 and 2, 32.
It's early, the last door we had was 402, wasn't it?
It was.
And it was towards the end of the road.
It was.
Well, near main road.
Near main road, yeah. Motorway and
this is interesting. So it's 32. Was it on this side? Were they all the doors that side even? Or was some of them odd?
No, they were all even.
This is an interesting caller. And have you ever killed a family?
Not yet.
No. Okay. Nothing like the last call then.
What colour was the door?
Good question, John. Let's see what she says.
Blue.
Oh.
Blue.
You didn't expect that, did you?
Did it have a doorbell or knockers?
No, it were knockers.
Knockers. Right, write that down.
That's interesting. He's written knockers.
There were shiny knockers.
Shiny knockers. Were they big or?
Yeah.
Bold as brass, probably.
Yeah, bold as brass, and actually probably a little bit oversized for that door.
A little bit oversized. He's drawing now. He's not stopped writing. He's drawing. Stop it.
I liked it, though.
You liked it?
I sort of coveted it a little bit, because I wish my knockers were like that.
Oh,
jeez. They're not like that, then.
They're not like that. That's two pigs. What have you drawn there? Put the pen down and listen to this. This is a woman now calling on the phone.
All right.
She's seen a door, 32,
blue. 32 blue knockers.
Up the other end of the road. Mm-hmm. It's happening a lot now. I've been reading on this before.
Yeah.
Did it have a low letterbox? Or did it have a mid letterbox? Or did it have a high letterbox? Or was it one of the letterboxes that's on this side? Like a metal container that looks like a letterbox, but it's just a container.
No, it was a Victorian style door, so it was a mid-letter box.
I'm loving this one. It's you today. It's lovely, interesting, this. Victorian. Shall I tell you whose door I once saw?
Juliet, would you like to hear whose door she once saw?
Do you remember Cannon and Ball?
Do you remember
Cannon?
Was it the bald one?
I don't know.
It was the bald one.
So Cannon was hairy.
Cannon was bald. It was bald Cannon.
Bald
Cannon and hairy Ball.
So Cannon had no hairs.
Cannon was bald.
Baldy Cannon.
Baldy Cannon, hairy Ball.
Anyway, that Cannon's sister had a bungalow just off the coast of Cromer. Does anybody else have any celebrity doors they stood near? Yeah. Or and on? Anybody got any doors they stood and on? Hand on heart. Tell us the truth. Call us now. Also, do you remember that chef? Him.
Oh, Marco Pierre.
No.
Gordon Ram.
No. Him.
Fanny.
No.
Oh, the one.
Remember? Him.
Anthony Worrell.
No.
Gino.
No. No. Him. His jaw. Take care, door knocker.
I do wish her the best of luck. Yeah, I hope
she'll get a handle on it.
I'm sure she will. She's got to get something on it.
Most important not to fly off the handle. He's got this book he reads up in his bed about putting up shelves, and he's been reading it for 4 months.
It's very intricate, and it tells you exactly where you're going to put it, how you're going to put it up.
Most of it is diagrams. 4 months, you've still been reading this book. I've done Wayne Dobson, I've done Julia Harris, I've done Wayne Rooney, I've done all these books in 4 months. You're still reading shelves. What do you do yourself, man? What books do you read in bed? And how long have they taken you to read?
I mean, I don't know about you, but the callers we've had today have been...
They've made the show.
They are the best thing about the show. And I don't know what we would have done without the callers.
They're content providers, aren't they, John?
What?
They're content providers. They're content and they provide the content.
They are competent riders.
All we've got in the freezer, ladies and gentlemen, is a loaf, which is frozen. We've got no bread is unfrozen. All frozen.
We've got those ice poles.
Pops it in.
We've got those ice poles. We're having them, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Ice pole on bread.
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Gordon Bloody Ramsay. So you got this bread that's frozen. He has to put it in the toaster and unfreeze it for every meal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, sure.
You get worms. Ricketts.
Adam.
Adam Ricketts.
Yes.
He's on next week.
He is on next week. That's how you do a link.
I love Adam Ricketts. He's coming on because he's in Dick Whittington at Cromer Pier. And sadly, he's got Ricketts, which is very ironic, but also very sad. He's coming on to tell us how long he's got left and when his pantomime runs till.
I recommend you see the panto early in the run.
Book now to avoid definite disappointment.
Oh, he's going to be so disappointing towards the end. Just, it goes to the middle of he's towards the end of January.
He's performing from the 1st of December to the 30th of January, but he is not doing the dates 25th to the 30th of January.
No. Yeah, I don't think he'll
God
be
bless him.
It's hard, you know, because he was such a, you know, strong...
He was a lovely, lovely lad.
Lovely man.
He had the life, he had all his life behind him.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
And he wanted it in front of him, but sadly it's Ricketts.
So, and he's going to end it with Dick Whittington.
He's going to get you Adam Ricketts ticket. Get you Adam Ricketts now quickly, but not the dates 25th to the 30th of January, because he will be deceased. What pantomimes have you been in where someone's died?
Me? Oh, I've been in quite a few. I was in Aladdin.
Yes. Who died?
I played Widow Twankey. It was the guy who played Abenaza. He died in that one.
Did he?
Yeah.
I did the pantomime when I must have been about a kid. And one of the dwarves was called Cocky.
Gee, no, really? Cocky?
Yeah, no one corrected them.
No.
It was Dopey, Sleepy, Bashful, Grumpy, Sneezy, the others.
Yes.
And Cocky.
Cocky. Just who was he replacing then? I can't remember.
He was playing himself.
Was it an eighth dwarf?
He was a seventh. Doc wasn't around.
Oh, Doc had gone. Was he out?
Cocky. He just came on a bit arrogant. They all were singing, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to where we go. And he'd go, I know, I'll tell you when you go.
Oh.
He's really arrogant, he was. But it was funny.
It's funny, Cocky.
Yeah, he died.
And he died.
He died. He fell on himself.
Oh, it's terrible what happens.
Couldn't get up.
Terrible what happens. Did you deal with that? So, yeah, if you've ever been affected by...
You've ever met Darren Day.
...theatres or met Darren Day.
Or you've ever killed yourself in pantomime.
Or had rickets.
Please call in. We promise your calls will be anonymous, just like...
So join us next week for our lovely time where we're going to have a great go at other calls. We're going to have more tech.
We've got lots of more topics for next week, haven't we?
We've got loads more prep going on. It's ridiculous.
What would happen on Tuesdays if Tuesdays wasn't there?
That was one of the questions we had.
Which is a good topic. Yeah. We've got, is that a chaffinch or is it bacon in feathers?
Yep. Yeah.
We've got, there's a pound down there. Look. Are you paying for this, did you get the last one?
Yep.
That's call in now if you got the last one.
Yep. Did your mum ever sleep with anyone famous?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yep.
He looked like my mum.
He did.
Ugly fella.
He was.
She was. Hoodie or no hoodie?
Yep.
We've got. Well, read some of these topics. We've got lots here.
What's the highest height you've fallen from?
And
did you survive?
Yep. If you haven't, please don't call in.
Have you ever been in a coma?
Have you ever been in a coma or had a comb over? What's the loudest your hair has ever been? If your hair has been loud, call in now and let us know.
What height were you when you were born?
Which rebel would you choke on and why? What's your favourite speaker? Bye, take care.
Join us next week.
Call us next week when I'll be asking the question, did that touch it or not? Bye.